It's Triple M's Rush Hour. You're with Benny Vince, Greg Blewett, and Andrew Jarman.
Our next guest has a few nicknames.
I was called the Kettle because I'm always on the bench. The Dalai Lama because after every game, like the Dalai Lama, I have no possession.
And let's hope the boys can stick to the script.
One request, guys, stick to the script. You've gone off the first question. Anyway.
Please welcome the Triple M's Rush Hour. It's the Suburban Football.
Hey, joined us on this beautiful Wednesday. He just warned us too. Stick to the bloody script this
stick
time.
Stick to the script.
Hey.
Yeah, it's good to be back. What do they say? You do the Triple M Rush Hour twice in your career, once on the way up and once on the way down. It's good to be back.
There's no middle ground. Hey, right. I've heard there's some news filtering across that you may have a new club. You got the same Guernsey on, but new club.
Oh, yeah, new club. So I think this is my 72nd club in 12 years, which is exciting. You often hear a lot of players talk about playing 100 games for the one club. Yeah. Like, that's been done to death. I'm playing one game for 100 clubs. That's what I'm aiming for. But, new club. Had a bit of a falling out with last year's club.
Did you?
Oh, not great. Mad Monday. Boys were on the beers, having a bit of fun. You know, me, always the entertainer. Yeah. Thought I'd pull a lighter out and light the old pubic hairs on fire. It's a bit of entertainment. But, yeah. Hadn't trimmed for a while, and the fire sort of took off and ended up burning down their brand new club ramps. So that was because they weren't insured for that. So the club's gone bust. So found a new club and pretty up and about.
Not insured for a pubic fire.
I can't imagine the smell would be too good.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Singed
wasn't
pubes.
Great, hey, wasn't great.
Have you impressed at your new club?
Look, I'll be honest, it hasn't got off to a great start.
No.
Well, we had our first pracky match on the weekend. Yeah. I got rubbed out for 12 weeks.
In a pracky match,
I bumped a guy late, and but it was, in his defence, it was really late. Like, it was in the car park and he was getting in his car and he was throwing his bag in the boot and he just left himself open. I thought, oh, here we go, here's the opportunity. So I sort of hit him, but I was all caught on his dash cam and I went to the
tribunal.
You got to cop it on the chin. Yeah, so I went to the tribunal and got the 12. So I'll be back.
Now, mate, besides that, how's your body holding up? Really?
Yeah, well, I'll be honest, not great. A lot of lower back issues. Yeah. And as you know, if you don't look after them, it can lead to other injuries. Yeah. So I've got back-related gout at the moment, which isn't great. Back-related psoriasis of the liver. Just the other day, back-related chlamydia, which is... and that's all back-related. Yeah. So anyone out there, just stretch up because it can... It can lead to some horrendous injuries,
From the back.
It all starts with the back.
I haven't heard that one before. Oh, that's unlucky.
Or a condom on your back. What about your downtime in Adelaide? What are you going to get up to?
I'll be doing the usual Adelaide touristy things.
Yeah.
Obviously having a pie floater at 4 a.m. at one of your 24-hour bakeries. And then obviously, throwing up a pie floater at 4:15 at one of your 24-hour bakeries. I'll tell you what we'll be doing. I'll be going to the Ramsgate Hotel. I'll be doing their tour. The Rumble at the Ramsgate tour. Yeah. Apparently they do a reenactment, which is great for the whole family.
Yeah.
So I'll be checking that out. And and Mum said, while you're in Adelaide, what you got to do, tick it off the bucket list. You've got to get locked up on the Rundle Street Mall. So I'll be doing that.
So you got the helmet on. You've had a few head knocks. How do we stop them? Is it the rules? Is it you cleaned a bloke up at the back of the car?
You're not getting mad.
That's probably not a great decision.
Well, you look at them all. The one common denominator is two guys going hard at the footy. Just don't go hard for the footy. Just avoid contact at all costs.
Let him get it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, no one has ever got a head injury standing out on the wing, minding their own business, having a dart on the bench, or standing on the hill having cans with his mates. And while on that, with the like soft tissue injuries, like a lot of them happening at training.
Mm.
Don't go training. I've been training for 10 years, never had a soft tissue injury. So
this is your 70th club.
17th club, yeah. So you just don't train and, yeah, no issue.
It's everyone wants to catch up with you over the weekend. Yeah. Where can we find you during Gather Round?
Yeah, good question, good question. I'll be at the Laugh Lounge, which is 187 Rundle Street. I'm doing four shows. So you can't wait. Doing Friday 7 p.m, Saturday 1 p.m, and 7 p.m, Sunday at 1 p.m. And look, I'll be honest, there's still tickets available. but what I'm going to do, because I know you love it over here, I'll be doing that thing Port Adelaide do if I don't sell tickets.
What's that?
Just put that tarpaulin over the empty seats and make it. Give the illusion of a full room. But, yeah, look, there are definitely tickets available, but you're getting quick or... Yeah, you'll get a ticket.
You can tick a couple of boxes off. You can do your show and get locked up on Rundle Street while you're there.
Buy floater.
Bang.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
will you be staying with any of the AFL teams in Adelaide? Like, have you got your own accommodation or you got B&B or what?
Well, I was going to stay at the hotel, but unfortunately they've jacked up the prices by about 5,000 times. So we're getting locked up is actually part of my accommodation plan. So
good thinking.
Thanks
for joining us.
Good to see you, mate.
It's good to be back.
Yes.
Always a good time. You can see him at the Laugh Lounge Comedy Club, as he said, on Rundle Street. So get in, get your tickets. Where do we get them, Molly?
Well, if you call 1-333-53, we've got a double up for grabs. If you want to see the Suburban Football this weekend, that number again is 1-333-53.
What are they giving them all?
Can we buy them off him before we give them away?
Were you aware of that?
Oh, that's news to me.
Free show. You don't need the tarps now.
Yeah, but it'd be nice to have a couple of people in the crowd, though. I'll tell you what.
He didn't know we were giving tickets away.
Unbelievable.
I think there's five doubles now.
Yeah. It should be 10 there.
Oh, there he is.
It's 100 seats. It'll give away 100 seats.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour.